ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। 28 दिसंबर 2022। एसेंस। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू आर स्टडिंग अ वेरी हाई स्टडी विथ द अनलिमिटेड फादर। इट इज इन योर इंटेलेक्ट्स दैट यू आर द स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ द प्योरिफायर गॉड द फादर एंड दैट यू आर स्टडिंग फॉर द न्यू वर्ल्ड। Question: Which children receive a prize from the spiritual government? Answer: Those who make the effort to make many others equal to themselves. Those who give the proof of the service they do are given a very big prize by the spiritual government. They claim a right to an elevated status for the future 21 births. Om Shanti. The father says to the children, "You sweet, sweet children are studying this study with me. This study is for the new world. No one else can say that they are studying for the new world. The better you study, the more your reward for 21 births accumulates. You are studying an unlimited study with the unlimited father. This is a very elevated, unlimited study. All the rest are studying studies worth a few pennies. The more effort you make in this unlimited study, the higher the status you will claim. These things should always remain in your intellects. We are the students of the purifier, God the Father, and we are studying for the new world. Therefore, you should make such good effort to study. We will first go to the Father, and then, according to how we individually study, we will go and claim a status in the new world. Those studies are worldly, whereas this is a paralokic, that is, spiritual study. That is, it is a study for the world beyond. This world is old and impure. You know that you are changing from residence of hell into residence of heaven. You should repeatedly remember this because only then will happiness rise in your intellects. When children go to weddings, etc., they forget. You must never forget this study. In fact, you should be even happier that you are becoming the masters of heaven for your future 21 births. Those who make many others equal to themselves will definitely claim a high status. These secrets cannot sit in the intellects of anyone else. Sense is required for doing service. There are different departments. Baba even has to say to those who create slides that they should be of one size and work with any projector. The first slide should be, what is your relationship with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul? They would then understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is their father. What inheritance will you receive from him? Then, show that you will receive the Sun Dynasty status through the Trimurti Brahma. You are also making effort for the new world. You are now at the confluence age and making the world pure. Your intellects have now remembered that 5,000 years ago, we truly became deities and that we then lost our kingdom. All the kingdoms that they claim now are limited matters. Yours is an unlimited battle. According to Srimad, you are now battling with Ravan, the five vices. You know that the paths of victory and defeat are fixed in the drama. The cycle of the drama turns every 5,000 years. Therefore, you children have to follow Srimat according to the directions each of you receives. Some children say that they are able to understand but unable to explain to others. That is like saying that you haven't understood anything. You will claim a status according to how much you yourself have understood. Continue to spin the discus of self-realization in your intellects. You become spinners of the discus of self-realization. If you don't make others equal to yourselves, you are not serviceable. Therefore, you should make full effort. You also have to teach others. Brahmin teachers have to make effort with everyone. It is only when teachers make a lot of effort that they receive a prize. You receive a prize from a very great government. You have to give the proof of the service you do. You mustn't make mistakes. Here, you study all the subjects in the one class. You know that in the future you will go and become deities. Destruction definitely has to take place. Just as you built the buildings of heaven in the previous cycle, so you will do the same again. The drama also helps. There, they build huge palaces and huge thrones. Here, there aren't such big palaces of gold and silver. There, the diamonds and jewels will be like stones. There are so many diamonds and jewels in devotion. So what wouldn't they have at the beginning of the golden age? Wealthy people decorate the idols of Radhe and Krishna and Lakshmi and Narayan, etc. so much. They decorate them with gold jewelry. Baba remembers a merchant who said that he was building a temple to Lakshmi and Narayan and that he wanted new jewelry for those idols. At that time, everything was very cheap. Therefore, what would it be in the golden age? There were many treasures on the path of devotion which were looted by everyone. You children now know everything. This is a very elevated study. You also have to teach it to young children. Together with a worldly education, this education should also be given. Continue to remind others of Shiv Baba. Explain the pictures. Also benefit your children. Shiv Baba is the creator of heaven. If you remember Shiv Baba, you will become the masters of heaven. This imperishable knowledge is never destroyed. When others are given even a little of this knowledge, they will come into the kingdom. In the golden age, it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Where did it then go? We are explaining to you, which means that we will make you into masters of that heaven. By your teaching it to them, they will learn. You have to make effort. You mustn't waste time in useless matters. By making mistakes, you will have to repent a great deal. A father earns wealth and then leaves it to his children. Now, everyone is to be destroyed. Even now, there continues to be so much fight and battling, and death continues to take place. This is nothing. There will be destruction in the region of tens of millions. Everything will be burnt and finished. It has to become a graveyard, and it will then become the land of angels. The graveyard is big, whereas the land of angels will be small. Those of Islam speak of how everyone will be buried. Khuda, that is God, comes and awakens everyone and then takes everyone back. At this time, all souls exist in one form or another. The bodies are in the graveyard, but the souls go and take other bodies. At this time, Maya has put everyone in the graveyard. All are dead. Everyone is to be destroyed, and you must therefore not attach your heart to anyone. You must attach your hearts to only the one. Eventually, all of your attachment will finish. You have to remember the one Father. That is all. You understand that you are studying this study with the Purifier Father for the future 21 births. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the seed of the world. He is sentient. Each soul is also sentient. Until a soul enters a body, that body is non-living, but the soul is alive. This soul has now received knowledge. Each soul has his own part recorded in himself. Each one's act is individual. The drama is wonderful. It is said to be the wonder of nature. Such a huge part is recorded in such a tiny soul. The Supreme Spirit sits here and explains to you these spiritual matters which are all fixed in the drama. He also takes you on a tour. He continues to give you visions of everything which is fixed in the drama. Although the play is eternally predestined, human beings do not know that it is eternal. You know everything. Whatever happens, after a second, it becomes the past. You understand that whatever becomes the past was in the drama. The Father has explained to you what paths there were from the Golden Age onwards. The world does not know about these things. The Father says, I am giving you the knowledge that I have in my intellect. I make you equal to myself. You know that the whole world is corrupt. You now first have to become pure and then make others pure. No one apart from you can make anyone pure. You now have to follow the Father's Srimad and imbibe divine virtues. You have to speak very sweetly. No bitter words should emerge from your lips. Have mercy on everyone. You can teach everyone the versions of God, Manmana Bhava. They don't know who God is or when He spoke the Gita. You now understand that God's versions are become bodiless. Renounce all bodily religions. I belong to Islam. I am a Parsi. Who says this? All souls are brothers, children of the one Father. You souls have to explain to your brothers that the Father says, constantly remember me alone, and you will go to the land of liberation. Everyone is to go to the land of Nirvana. You have to remember these two words and explain them. The God of everyone is one. It cannot be Krishna. The Father says, now renounce all the religions of bodies and constantly remember me alone. Each soul takes the support of matter and plays a part here. It is said of Christ that he is now in the form of a beggar. Everyone's shoe, that is body, is now old. Christ too must definitely have taken rebirth. He would now be in his last birth. The Father comes and awakens even those messengers. It is only the one Father who purifies the impure. Everyone definitely has to come down while taking rebirth. It is now the end of the Iron Age. As you progress further, people will accept this. The sound will emerge that the Father has come. God's name is mentioned in the Great War, but they changed the name. Destruction and establishment are the tasks of God alone. The Father himself comes and opens the gate to heaven. You call out to him, "Baba, come. Come and open the gates to paradise." The Father comes and opens the gates through you. Your name is glorified as the Shiv Shakti army. Why are you called the Pandavas? Because you are the spiritual guides and you show everyone the path to heaven. The Father sits here and explains the essence of all the scriptures. Only those who understood these things in the previous cycle will do so again. We souls are guides and we will take everyone to the land of peace. And then they have to go to the land of happiness. This land of sorrow has to be destroyed. There is the great Mahabharat war for that. You have all the details in your intellects. Manmana Bhava, Madhyaji Bhava, all the knowledge is included in this. Just as Baba is knowledgeful, so you children also become the same. Baba just keeps with himself the key to divine vision. Instead of giving you the key, I make you into the masters of the world. I do not become that. There is this difference. The part of divine visions is also useful for you. God gives a return of your faith and devotion in the form of chickpeas. Baba has explained how so many melas take place to Jagadamba. There aren't so many melas to Lakshmi. There is so much difference. People place a picture of Lakshmi in their treasure box with the hope that they will receive wealth. On the path of devotion, you receive chickpeas, whereas in knowledge, you receive diamonds. People simply ask for wealth from Lakshmi. They would not ask her for a child or for good health. People go to Jagadamba with all their desires. You now understand that you were worthy of worship and have now become worshippers, and that you will then become worthy of worship. You children have now been enlightened with knowledge. You have become so unique. When the Sadguru gives you the ointment of knowledge, all your darkness is dispelled. You now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. It has entered your intellects how you should value this study so much. You have been studying those studies for birth after birth. And what did you receive? Chickpeas. By studying this study for one birth, you receive diamonds and jewels. It is the duty of you children to make effort. What can the teacher do if you don't study? It is not a question of mercy here. The whole kingdom of the deities is being established at the confluence age. You are having your sins absolved with the power of yoga and with the power of knowledge. That is, through knowledge you are becoming so elevated. By bathing in the ocean of knowledge and in the rivers of knowledge, you receive salvation. You children continue to be given clever ways with which you can explain to others. According to the drama plan, Baba continues to explain to you the things he explained in the previous cycle. Children continue to come here number-wise. The Brahmin clan has to grow. You children have to become great donors. Continue to explain something or other to anyone who comes. You also have to blow the conch shell. You cannot imbibe as much at home as you can imbibe here. Madhuban has been praised in the scriptures as the place where the flute, that is Murli, is played. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharna. 1. Have a lot of value for the study. You mustn't ask the Father for mercy, etc. Continue to accumulate the powers of knowledge and yoga. 2. Be merciful. Never let bitter words emerge through your lips. Always speak sweetly. Definitely do the service of making others equal to yourself. Blessing. May you be a true tapasvi and make the snake of vices a garland around your neck. The five vices are like a poisonous snake for people. But for you yogi and tapasvi souls, the snake becomes a garland around your necks. This is why they have portrayed a snake as a garland around the neck in the memorial of the borderless and tapasvi Shankar form of you Brahmins and Father Brahma. The snake becomes a stage for you to dance on in happiness. They have shown this as a sign of dependency. Your spiritual state is physical stage. When you have this victory over the vices, you will then be called a true tapasvi. Slogan: to die to the old world and old sanskars is to die alive. Om Shanti.